have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
I feel like Bruce Banner. I feel like Bruce Banner. Can't nobody stop me.
Hey.
My plug got the answer.
Hey.
I know my guy got me.
Hey.
I'm unstoppable.
You can't stop what is meant to prosper.
Nah.
Got them hits like an L.A. Dodger.
Yeah.
God chose me, put me on the roster.
Yeah.
Chasing goals, I won Grammys and Oscars. Took some losses, but I'm still a winner. Been forgiven, but I'm still a sinner. Wanna see me fail, that won't happen though. I'm the front page in the centerfold.
I can't be stopped, I got the power.
My enemies looking real sour. Trying to hold me back like rush hour. All obstacles, I straight devour. No one's gonna stop me, I promise I don't play. You don't wanna with me, I'm coming no delay. Hear a lot of talking, no matter what he say. Turning up the hustle, I'm bringing a heat wave.
He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me.
I got the Holy Ghost, I do not need to boast.
Nah.
Strength within, release through the pen. Write about my sin, cause it inspires men. Humble with the time to let him put me on high.
On
the
high.
Power that is in me can't be seen like Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
Overcome the look of fear and tell it bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Undefeated through the Lord, no I won't lie. Oh my, oh my, you don't wanna waste time. It'll fly by, fly by. Came into the game, it was all in vain. Switched up a frame, now I'm in my own lane.
Yeah.
Gotta see the vision, get a plan, make it clear. Pregnant since the hustle, all I will appear. Never quit, stay the course, trust fate. Even when you think the dream is coming late.
Hey.
I've already had a lot of reasons I can throw in the towel. But the spirit living in me doesn't ever let me know how. Tired of all the rappers claiming what they're really not like, wow. I see a lot of foolery, not fooling me, I gotta call a foul.
I gotta call a foul.
Can't be stopped, will not quit. I got goals, I'm gon' hit. Go so hard, I'm so lit. Mind on him, homie, that's it.
He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me.
Wrote this verse on the resurrection. Stepped on in, healed my infection. Since that day I've had your protection. No question about it, my best selection. Got the picture like panorama. All glory up to Hosanna. My fire lit, started going hammer. That's why I feel like Bruce Banner.
He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me.
What they call you is what you answer to. Let's go.
I was a fiend, huh? Before I became a king,
yeah,
not
yeah.
gonna make music for people and above all other things.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
originated y'all and called to his purpose. The devil's
yeah.
plan is to destroy me and keep me from searching. The
yeah,
God
yeah.
be the glory, molding me. I'm built this way now. I
yeah,
preach
yeah.
the curse of devil's minions. I better know how. He
yeah,
said
yeah.
it, she said the worst days. Pierce to my bones,
yeah,
break
yeah.
me and remake me, even by fixing stones. Can we
yeah.
get along? I'm going home as I walk these streets.
Yeah,
you can
yeah.
sack my second life. There's nothing can call me except for
me.
Yeah,
keep
yeah.
trying to think it.
Got a theme for this word
yeah,
of God
yeah.
that will never end.
points, not robbery, yeah. Nor is it mockery. Top it off with thorns and soldiers, yeah, yeah. Marching in victory, beyond my castle walls. You see my hands, yeah, yeah, have to keep lifting me.
Revelations matter, yeah, they came with them rocky blows. One word is a name, boy, yeah, for what they know.
A hollow man outside my shadow, yeah, yeah. Seeing my skeleton, introduce me to that other man, yeah, the one that you let him in.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome, welcome to another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre, and I am so happy to be back with you. And well, looks like we made it through another week, and here we are again. Welcome to another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And you know what? I know I say it a lot. I say it quite often, but you know what? I really do mean it this time. Not like I didn't mean it that last time or that time that was the last time that I said was probably going to be the last time, but I miss you guys, and I'm so glad you just took out a small amount of your time to share it with me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to shout out and thank Miss Kimberly Robinson and Elation Magazine for giving me such a wonderful platform in which I can help so many people. Now, also, I must tell you that, hey, y'all know my motto. I do this for you, not for myself. Why? Because y'all need help. And that's what I do. I help people. I give because I'm a giver. I'm not the one with the problem. Y'all the one messed up and jacked up. And I'm here to unjack you. So let's get right into it. First of all, this first segment is called Whose Baby Is That? And I'll tell you what, I love this segment. The reason why I love this segment is because it has quickly become one of my favorite segments, because the children are the future. And I tell you what, man, I'm looking at the children, I'm thinking about the future, and I'm saying to myself with a smile on my face, I got to hurry up, get my life right, and get the hell up out of here. Anyway, whose baby is that? Now, of course, it ain't really the child's fault. It's the parents' fault, because the parents are the ones that's raising these children. And they're the ones doing the horrible job. That's why their children is horrible. Now, let me tell you something. This could be your baby. Could be a family member's baby. Could be a friend's baby, a stranger on the street's baby. Could be a coworker, someone you see at your local bank or grocery store, or could be someone you pass as you walking through the park on a beautiful, sunny, yet somewhat chilly day, depending on what part of the country you actually step on at this time of your life. But I just believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people, you know, when your child, your baby is just messed up, he's doing things he shouldn't be doing, wearing something that he shouldn't be wearing, acting a certain way that he shouldn't really be acting, come on now, stop it. Be a better parent. Whose baby is that? And look, if you don't recognize any of these and anybody you know, that's because all of them are you. And they wrapped up in the yo baby. And you're a horrible parent. And if you this horrible of a parent, you know what you should do? You should choke yourself till you pass out. Don't kill yourself. You should roller skate in rush hour traffic. Change your life. Change your child's life. Here it is. Whose baby is that? Number one, 10 months old. With an outstanding credit card debt. Come on now. Come on. Who didn't put you? Why you already got your child in debt? Baby ain't even 1 year old and you already got credit cards in his debt because you didn't mess up your credit. Whose baby is that? Number two. 2 years old with a cable bill in their name. Now, I'm not going to tell on nobody I know, but I actually know some people. They got cable bills and phone bills in their child's name because they didn't jack up their credit. They don't make no doggone sense. Whose baby is that? 3 years old. 3 years old. And already going through bankruptcy court. Come on now. You can't. 3 years old. You didn't jack your child credit up there. You didn't mess your own credit up. Now you didn't jack your child credit up. Now your name is horrible and so is the baby's name. You just passing it down, huh? From generation to generation. Whose baby is that? 4 years old and can roll weed. Come on now. Whose baby is that? 18 months old, kicked out of daycare for bad breath. Whose baby is that? 11 months old and his first tooth come in with a cavity. Whose baby is that? 3 years old in daycare wearing makeup. You better stop. Y'all better stop. Stop. Whose baby is that? 2 years old drinking coffee. Wait a minute. What the hell they need caffeine in their life? Baby's supposed to be naturally doped up and ready to go. It's just, you know what? I ain't never seen a baby with low energy. Why the hell the baby needs caffeine? Huh? Whose baby is that? 4 years old with a 5 o'clock shadow. If you don't shave that baby and get him some proactive, whose baby is that? 3 years old, and it's, you know what? 3 years old, and a dirty diaper, and some new Jordans. Come on now. Y'all know that. Y'all know, y'all done seen that baby. I can't stand it when I see a child in a dirty diaper and some doggone expensive Jordans on. I just don't understand it. What are the parents thinking? What are you teaching your child, you idiot? Again, I'm not here to hurt nobody. I'm just here to bless people. I want to be a blessing and not a curse. Now, this next segment is one that is one of the staples of the Sunday with Nuts with Dre, and it's the I'm a Thug. This segment right here, I tell you what, there's some thugs out there, y'all. There's some thugs. You know, a thug is somebody that just don't care about nothing and nobody. Matter of fact, they don't care about themselves. They are dangerous because they'll do anything for anything to anybody at any time. Now, you know what? I'm going to tell you right now, you thug. Tupac lied to you. Heaven ain't got no ghetto, but hell do. Yeah, you know what they call it? Hell. Now, look here. You could be the thug. Could be a family member. It could be a friend, a coworker, a stranger in the street. Someone you see at your local grocery store or at the bank or someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful, sunny, yet, I don't know, somewhat rainy day, depending on the weather in your neck of the woods. I just believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people when they straight up thugging, living a thug life. Okay? Stop that thugging. Get right. Do better. Be better if you want better. Because if I come across you, you better run. I'm not with that thuggery. If you don't recognize any of these and anybody you know, that's because all of them are wrapped into you, and you are straight up thugged out. Number one, I'm a thug. Oh, this is a thug right here, y'all. This right here is a thug. I go to funerals for the free food afterwards. Come on, you don't even know the people. You don't even know the people. You just go in there for the food afterwards. You know what? Boy, that's a thug right there. This one right here, this is a thug. Now, this is even worse thug. I'm a thug. I go to random people's funerals just to heckle the body. Now, that right there will get you cussed out and cut up. Come on now. The people are already in their mourning. They love one that has passed. And you just heckling the body. Now, I know the spirit is already gone. Whether they've been good or bad, they either went upstairs or they went in the basement. But still, people there to mourn them. But you there heckling the body, talking about, man, you know what? They ought to kill the person who made that soup for them. You know what? You just heckling the body for no goggle reason. Ooh, her makeup is horrible. Why one of her eyelashes is crooked? Come on now. Oh, she got a stain on her dress. What you talking about? Man, that suit sure was wrinkled. Man, it might have been just his skin. Get out of there. You don't even know the people. I ain't never met the person. You heckling the body. That's a thug right there. Number three, I'm a thug. Lord Jesus, this one right here. I go to soup kitchens to waste the food. Now, you know what? That's a thug right there. You're going to go to soup kitchens just to waste the food. There's people that actually need that food, that need that little soup, okay? It's nourishment to their body. It helps them get through the day. But you just go there purposely just to waste the food. That's a thug right there. That's a thug. Number four, I'm a thug. I call 911 to give me a ride to the hospital, not because I was sick, but because I wanted to go and see and visit one of my cousins that was in there. You know what? I don't know how I feel about that one. I mean, just depending on how close you was to your cousin. I mean, naturally, I want to see my cousin too if he's in the hospital. I ain't got no ride. I ain't got no bus fare. Can't call no Uber. You know? I don't know. I don't know about that one. I don't know if that's a thug right there. I think that might be more of a person that's loving and concerned about a family member. This one right here is a thug, though. Number five, I'm a thug. Piggy bank full of IOUs. See, that's a thug right there. You know that's a thug because that means you ain't even paid yourself. How the hell are you going to have a piggy bank? What are you saving IOUs for? What? What? You know what? Number six, I'm a thug. I went to the Red Cross and donated some blood. 3 days later, I went back and asked for my donated blood. You know what? You know what? Ain't no give backs, okay? When you donate blood, okay, you get them cookies and that juice, okay? And you go about your way. You didn't save the life. Get the hell up out of there, okay? But you got the nerve to donate blood and then a few days later go back and ask for your blood back. What, boy? Yeah, that's a thug right there. So you don't care about saving no life. You're just there for the snacks. You know, you're a thug. This one right here is a thug right here. Number seven, I'm a thug. Oh, Lord. I won't eat KFC. What the hell kind of thug is this? I won't eat KFC outside the state because it's a lie. Wait a minute. I'm trying to understand that. I won't eat KFC outside the state because it's... Oh! What the hell? So you won't eat Kentucky Fried Chicken outside of the state of Kentucky because it's a lie. So in Tennessee, it should be Tennessee Fried Chicken. In Oklahoma, it should be Oklahoma Fried Chicken. In New York, it should be New York Fried Chicken. In Dallas, it should be Dallas Fried Chicken. North Carolina, you know what? Boy, that's a thug right there. That's a thug. You know what, boy? And that's stupid. Anyway, number eight, I'm a thug. I'm a volunteer firefighter and a pyromaniac. Well, you're going to always have a job. I don't know if that's a thug. That's more job security, if you ask me. It's wrong, but it is job. It is a sense of job stability. Anyway, number nine, I'm a thug. Lord Jesus. I filed bankruptcy over $800 in back rent. You know what? I hope the judge throw it out and throw you out, too. Get the hell up out of there. Number 10, I'm a thug. Oh, now this one right here is, this one right here. Okay. I'm a thug. I like to yell in deaf people's ears. I ain't hurt nobody. You know what? I mean, you got a point. You right, but you still wrong. I'm on the fence about that one because that is, I mean, you right, but you wrong. Because, I mean, if you yell in a deaf person's ears, you really ain't hurting them. You can't bust their eardrums. I don't know about that one. I'm on the fence with that one. But that is a thug. You right and you wrong. Okay? This next segment is a segment that I actually introduced originally in 2020, and I did it in 2021 and 22, and of course in 23. What I like to do is I like to let several weeks go by and observe people at the beginning of each new year. And after observing them, what I do is I come up with things that I would like to see done or not done in the new year. Because it's all about correcting people and helping people out. This first segment is how to lose weight in 2023. I'm going to tell you, it still says it was good in 2020, it was good in 2021, it was good in 2022, and I'm telling you, it works for 2023. How to lose weight in 2023. If you don't believe me, just try. Number one. How to lose weight in 2023. Try running away from the table faster than you run to it. Number two, how to lose weight in 2023. Get a divorce. You'll drop some dead weight. Yes, you will. Take it from me. I did it. Sure did. Number three, how to lose weight in 2023. Stand on the scale with just one foot. I'm telling you, it works. You will be amazed. You would be amazed. It's like magic. Like half of you not even there. How to lose weight in 2023. Quit working out at the gym and then leave to go pig out at the hometown buffet. Come on now. Come on now. Come on. You're canceling it out. You got one right and then one wrong. Number five, how to lose weight in 2023. Why don't you comb your hair and quit wearing wigs? Baby steps, women. Baby steps. How to lose weight in 2023. Quit going to an all-you-can-eat restaurant to try and run them out of business. I'm going to get my money's worth. Mm-hmm. You just stay there until you doggone just, you so full, you're about to explode. Belly button about to pop out and just kill somebody. Stop. How to lose weight in 2023. You know what? I want you to do this. Remember that a 21-day fast does not mean 21 days of fast food. Number eight, how to lose weight in 2023. Pay somebody to bust all them pimples on your doggone face and all over your body. Baby steps. Baby steps. Number nine, how to lose weight in 2023. Eat healthy meals, not hearty meals. Finally, number 10, how to lose weight in 2023. Buy bigger clothes because it's all about appearances. I'm just saying. Also in 2023, just like in 2020, 2021, and 2022, we're going to have a dress code. We need a dress code. I'm telling you, please, please abide by the dress code. I'm really trying to help you. I'm trying to point you on the right way, okay? Because right now, a lot of people out there is just straight up wobbling and they're going crooked. The dress code for 2023, number one, no straight men in capris. Number two, no straight men in skinny jeans. Come on now, quit. What does it say about a man? You know what? And I'm just thinking, a straight man wearing skinny jeans. I just don't understand it. I just can't see how you do it. Personally, I could never wear skinny jeans because Anyway, I'm sorry about your luck that you can wear skinny jeans. But stop. Number three. 2023 dress code, look here, no work boots if you're unemployed. Quit it. Stop. You look ridiculous. It's stupid. It's an oxymoron. You moron. Number four, 2023 dress code, no sweatpants if your body don't show signs of ever having worked out. Come on now. Come on. Number five, dress code for 2023, no yoga pants if your body looks like a bag full of crushed cans. Okay. Number six, 2023 dress code. Don't double stack your wigs, women, okay? Please, don't do that. It's unnecessary. You're going to burn your brain up. Number seven, 2023 dress code. No dirty white T-shirts with new Jordans on. I can't stand this. You got a baggy old dingy white shirt on, and you got Jordans that look like they wrapped in cellophane, okay? Jordans just shiny, sparkly white, T-shirt just dirty, dingy brown. Come on now. Dress code for 2023, no pajama pants and hair scarves in public. And none of them bonnets, y'all. Come on now. Girl, please stop it. Just stop it. Number nine, 2023 dress code, no open-toe shoes with corns on your feet. Okay. Number 10, 2023 dress code, no, oh, my gosh, women and some men, no ring on every one of your fat fingers unless you played sports and won 10 championships. I'm just saying. Now, the church going to have rules, too. We've had rules, and these rules have been strong, and they've been stern for 2020, 2021, 2022, and here they are stern for 2023, church rules. Okay, if someone farted in church and don't say, you know what, and don't say excuse me, okay, or fart and don't say my bad, then you know what, they ain't nothing but the devil. Number two, church rules 2023. If you know your feet stink, please wash your feet before you come to the foot washing at the church. Before you stick your foot in the water, it's clear. Okay? You take your foot out of the water, it's muddy. Come on now. Come on. Church rules for 2023. If you see somebody in a wheelchair waiting to get into the bathroom, don't break in line in front of them and use a handicap stall, especially if you ain't handicapped. That's just rude. And that's just pure evil. Number four, church rules for 2023. Let me tell you what. Let me tell you what. If you're not married to him, I don't want to see no man hugging any woman from behind. Okay? Number five, church rules for 2023. Ministers, unless a woman gives you permission, don't just pray for nobody by putting your hand on their chest. You don't know them like that. You don't, I'm telling you, don't know them like that. Number six, church rules for 2023. Communion Sunday is not, has never been, and will never be all you can eat. Number seven, church rules for 2023. We will prosecute anybody caught stealing from the food bank. Church rules for 2023, number eight, we're not praying for anybody whose check was returned. I'm telling you. I'm keeping real with you. I'm keeping real with you. If your check bounced, we're not praying for you. We're not praying for you. And if we have prayed for you and the check bounced after, let me tell you something. We're gonna wish bad things for you. So we pray for you. Your check bounced. We're gonna wish bad things for you. I'm just saying. Sometimes the devil wins twice. Anyway, church rules for 2023. Let me tell y'all this now. A chimpanzee service animal. Y'all better get the hell out of here with that monkey business. Number 10, church rules for 2023. Praise team members whose breath stink would not get their own microphone. I'm sorry. Lord Jesus, again, we want to be a blessing and not a curse, okay? Again, that's all we want to do. I love doing the Sunday with Nuts with Dre because, honestly, it gives me opportunity to reach back and pull some folks forward, okay? I just love it. And since I love helping people, I tell you what, that's just what it is. That is next. Segment is called Tit for Tat. Now, tit for tat, everybody's a little petty. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you say. You can lie to yourself, but you can't lie to me, not make me believe it. Everybody got a little petty in them. And so this segment is for the pettiness in us all. It's called Tit for Tat. You know what tit for tat is. You do something wrong, I'm going to do something wrong back. Okay? You do something wrong, I might do something wrong back. I'm just saying, it's tit for tat. It's just like that. You do this, I'm going to do that. Tit for tat. Examples of tit for tat. Number one, tit for tat. You buy all the toilet paper, I'm going to buy all the air freshener. Okay, so what? You're going to be able to wipe, but I guarantee you, you're going to be able to stay in that bathroom or that house for long. Tit for tat. You talk about my hair, I'm going to snatch your wig off. Tit for tat. Oh, you blow your hot breath in my face, I'm going to hit you in your neck and shove a tit-tat down your throat. Tit for tat. I'm telling you. Ooh. Now, people, I like to keep up with current events. And now, y'all know, I don't know if you know, but I'm telling you, I'm going to inform you. They're talking about, man, cutting some of these benefits, man. You're talking about cutting these WIC and these government benefits, you know, these some of this leftover corona stimulus payments. They're talking about, you know, ending that pretty soon. So I'm telling you, man, what you need to do is you need to make sure you're being wise and making wise decisions with your money. But there's some people out there still balling. Still, you know, they get their coronavirus check, they're the last of it, and they'll just do ridiculous stuff with it. So I'm here to help you, okay? I'm here to help you and give you some helpful money and financial advice, idiot. These are things you should not do with your coronavirus check. Because I'm telling you, the money's running out. They're getting ready to be done with it, okay? These last payments is getting ready to go out. And that's the end of it. Won't be no more. So here it is. Things you should not do with your coronavirus check. Number one, get your summer clothes out of the layaway. Let me tell you something. Okay, if you got summer clothes in the layaway from last summer, don't get them out the layaway. Okay, get you some new ones this summer, okay? Number two, things you should not do with your coronavirus check, buy lottery tickets, idiot. That's stupid. Number three, things you should not do with your coronavirus check, Lord Jesus, buy rims for your baby daddy's car. Okay, yeah, things you should not do with your coronavirus check, spend it all buying Corona. You know what? I'm talking about the beer, not the actual virus, idiot. Anyway, number five, things you should not do with your coronavirus check, pay past due doctor bills. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Well, I don't want to be in debt. Let me tell you something. If I got a doctor bill, I'm not going to spend my coronavirus check on it. Because what if I get coronavirus again? Come on now. Come on. Things you should not do with your coronavirus check. Invest in the stock market. Why would you do that? Why would you take all your money, your little money, all your little coronavirus money, and invest in the stock market? Help yourself out, okay? Okay, pay some bills off, not doctor bills, though. Okay, things you should not do with your little coronavirus check, get your hair and nails done. Why? Things you should not do with your coronavirus check, pay the deposit on your vacation cruise, though. Things you should not do with your coronavirus check. Lend money to your friend waiting on their coronavirus check. You know what? It's a lot of folks that lost friendships and loved ones over money. Girl, I'll get you back when I get my check. My check didn't come, but it'll be here next week, and I'll get you back then when next week comes. Y'all just sitting there looking at each other. You ain't going to say nothing, and she ain't going to say nothing. Both of y'all. Look, you won't say nothing because you mad. Because you know when you say something, if she say the wrong thing, it's going to be a fight. She ain't going to say nothing because she know if she say something, you might ask her about the money, which she ain't trying to give you, and it's going to be a fight. You don't do that. Don't lend money to your friend waiting on their coronavirus check. Last but not least, this is just stupid. If you do this, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. What you should do is choke yourself till you pass out or roller skate in rush hour traffic. Number 10, what not to do with your little coronavirus check. Give it back. There's some idiots out there that actually do that. I think they're all white, but anyway, there's some idiots out there that will actually do it. Finally, we come to the church announcements. Now, I invite you to join us as we get our worship and our praise on, because I'm telling you, we love to give God the glory. Yes, we do. You're going to give God the glory. I want you to give God the glory. Give me your money, but give God your glory, and then I will pay God accordingly, because I trust, you know, myself with the money to give God in one lump sum rather than, you know, individuals just, you know, giving it to him. So I know God like his money in one lump sum. So you give him the glory, give me your money, then I'm going to give it to him, okay? Because I just write in one check out of my own personal account, okay? But we are the Church of Jesus Take the Wheel, I Got the Gas Baptist Church. Now, we are small in number, but we are big in faith. I'm going to say it again because y'all might not have heard it. We are small in number, but we are big, boom, in faith. reason why I like to do church announcements, because I want to make sure everyone's kept abreast of what's going on within the body. There is no confusion. Everyone's on the same page, on one accord. There is no saint left behind. I like to do a church announcements for individuals that may have not been in the in-person sanctuary service or don't have access to the internet, so they can't watch us as we stream live. The sick did and the shut it up in. Also like to do the church announcements for individuals that may have been in the in-person sanctuary service, may have been watching us as we stream live, but missed some parts or all of the announcements because they were, busy worried about stuff they had no business worrying about, giggling and whispering about stuff they should not even concern themselves with. Let me tell you something, okay? You can say what you want, okay? Nobody's perfect. I made a mistake. Yeah, the pastor made a mistake. Okay, yeah, I got pulled over, but it wasn't what you think. They pulled me over for drinking and driving, right? That's a lie. That's a lie. When the cop pulled me over, he said, I pulled you over for drinking and driving. That was a lie. It was a lie. Okay? First of all, I wasn't drinking and driving. Okay? I wasn't. Now, I was smoking weed, but I hadn't started drinking yet. The bottle was not open. It was in the seat. I was getting ready to get to it. Okay? But I was smoking weed when he pulled me over. So you need to get your facts straight. The pastor ain't did nothing wrong. He ain't did nothing wrong. Plus, I got cataracts. Yeah. Anyway, enough and no more. Due to no sanctuary service next Sunday, I will be driving by each individual home to collect the tithes and offering. So make sure you add a little bit extra for some gas money. Number two. In the wake of all these rich and famous pastors showing me the way, I will be sending a couple of our members to meet with and conversate with them to figure out how we can better feed our flock. So, I'm going to be sending them out there so we can really learn how to, get in good with God and, get that dollar bill. Cash rules everything around us. Cream gets the money in the name of the Lord. Dollar bill. Y'all. Announcement number three. Whoever left a bag of weed on top of the refrigerator in the kitchen, let's just say it went up in smoke. Ain't no sense in looking for it, asking about it. Believe you me, if you never believe anything your pastor told you, your weed has gone up in smoke. It's in a better place. Finally, we come to the part of the announcement that I always look forward to not looking forward to, for it is the building fund total. As you know, the building fund total, it offers a little bit of everything: intrigue, mystery, adventure, humor, horror, but most of all, unpredictability. End of the day, the building fund has raised, and I quote, a certain level of confusion. Well, you all have a great night. Thank you so much for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. I will see you next Sunday with more Nuts with more Dre. Why? Because I'm a little hungry. I'm going to eat me a little bite to eat. And then, of course, I'm going to put on just a little bit of weight. You guys be blessed and not stressed. And if you don't remember anything I tell you, remember this. I love you. And the reason why I love you is because, well, you're just so lovable. You guys have a blessed one and not a stressed one. I will see you. Take care. Good night.
Word of God with no clock face. All we have is the game. One thing that make your rain. They voted with the Holy, Holy Spirit in my veins. What a baptized to be the Holy Ghost is released. Destroy the enemy, blessed to be the Holy Beast. Evangelize this room, we got a step so soul. Me and my saints, we know me. I guarantee you know me. Down in the dirty, all my saints stay thirsty. For the word of God, gotta get the church early. Worship with the sun, watch the Holy Ghost come. When my lyrics tear through the air, your devil better run. Attack with the tongues, boy, here it comes. God's words are national, proverbs and songs. Coming through your ears, a true holy writer. Doing God's work like the prophet they call a liar.
Thank you for giving me love.
Patience.